Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. Tim Bray, a senior software engineer at Amazon, has stepped down from office citing the company's decision to fire protesting employees who called out its labor practices. In an open letter titled "Buy Amazon" on his website, he declared that May 1st was his last day as the Vice President and Distinguished Engineer at Amazon Web Services after 5 years and 5 months. Calling his stint at Amazon rewarding fun, Bray said that he is quitting in dismay at Amazon firing whistleblowers who were making noise about warehouse employees frightened of COVID-19. India's gold imports plunged 99.9% year-on-year in April to their lowest in nearly 3 decades as air travel was banned and jewellery shops were closed amid a nationwide lockdown to curb the spread of coronavirus. The world's second biggest consumer of the precious metal imported around 50 kilograms of gold in April, down from 110.18 tons a year ago. Tipplers will have to pay a pretty penny for enjoying their favourite drinks during coronavirus lockdown. Delhi government has decided to impose a special corona fee of 70% on sale of liquor in national capital. The charges will come into effect from May 5th. The proposal was approved at a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal. Vijay Mallya on Monday filed an application seeking leave to appeal in the UK Supreme Court exactly 2 weeks after the embattled liquor baron lost his London High Court appeal against an extradition order to India. The order was on charges of fraud and money laundering related to unrecovered loans to his now defunct Kingfisher Airlines. Oil prices climbed in early trade on Tuesday, adding to gains in the previous session on expectations that fuel demand will begin to pick up as some US states and nations in Europe and Asia start to ease coronavirus lockdown measures. Global oil demand probably collapsed by as much as 30% in April, analysts have said, and the recovery is likely to be slow, especially with airlines expected to remain largely grounded for months to come. Nobel laureate Abhijit Banerjee, while speaking with Congress leader Rahul Gandhi on Tuesday, said that direct cash transfer is the only way to benefit not only the poor, but also those who have been severely affected by the long spell of lockdown. Talking about transferring benefits to the poor, Abhijit Banerjee said the government needs a mechanism with which the centre will transfer the money to the state governments to reach the poor. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Tune in tomorrow for more business news. Goodbye.